Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by getting things in order physically, psychologically, and spiritually. I'm Sharon McRill, your host and the owner of the Betty Brigade. We are an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and staging. And today we are having a return guest who is one of my favorite people in the world, and she also is one of my coaches and mentors. Her name is Lisa Menini, and let me tell you about Lisa. I'm going to tell you some stuff that she sent me in her bio, and I'm going to tell you some stuff that I just know because I know her. So don't be scared, Lisa. Lisa is a best-selling author, and she is a hardwiring expert, and we're going to be talking a lot about hardwiring today. She travels the globe educating small business owners, entrepreneurs, and business leaders on your biological hardwiring. So your wiring dictates the type of environment which you are best equipped to thrive and succeed, and the kind of environment which you prefer to live and work. So your hardwiring drives you in business and is primarily unconscious. And hardwiring and how you run your business systems are deeply connected. So Lisa's going to talk to us about how to make those connections so you can increase your profits to levels that you didn't even think possible. And so you're going to hear me talk about this too, because I had no flipping clue about this stuff, and I learned about it, and now my profits are going crazy. So you have seen Lisa featured in major media, including the Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, and radio shows across North America. And Lisa enlightens audiences on a systems approach to profitability that has been shown to increase productivity by up to 40%, decrease turnover from 99% in 0 to 3 months, and increase sales by 90% in 30 days. So if you want to know more about Lisa, you can certainly find her on Facebook. The name of her company is accelerateassociates.com, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com. You can also find her on Twitter at Lisa Menini, and that's M-I-N-I-N-N-I. Welcome, Lisa Menini.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you, Sharon. It's really, really good to be here.
Well, it is really good to be here, and so I'm so pleased to have you. And so I'm just going to share with our listeners that one of the things that Lisa is really good at hiding her own hardwiring so that she can connect better with other people. And it took me more than 6 months to figure out what Lisa's actual hardwiring is. So we're going to talk about that at the end of the show. And Lisa knows what her hardwiring is, of course. But it's really interesting how you kept that a secret. So we'll get back to that later. But you are the founder of the Accelerate Success Institute for Entrepreneurial Leadership and Development, and you. You talk a lot and you teach a lot about hardwiring. So what is hardwiring for those listeners who have no idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, your hardwiring is biological, and you're born with it. It emerges about 2 years old, and it stays with you your entire lifetime. Now, it's distinct from behavior. So we've got this nature versus nurture thing. And so your hardwiring is part of your nature versus your behaviors that are part of the nurturing environment. Here's the thing about behaviors. They change over time. You don't behave the same way that you did when you were 18, right? And the reason
for
that.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like, woo, yes. And it's because of all of those things that have influenced you, all those external factors like education and relationships and our own experiences that have shaped our behaviors. But your hardwiring is something that you're born with, and it, like I said, it emerges about 2 years old and stays with you your entire lifetime.
Okay. So... And I've heard other people ask this, so how do you know what your hardwiring is, and how can you measure it?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a lot of tools out there that measure behaviors, but there's only one that objectively measures and reports on your innate wiring, and that's called Acumax Index. And more information can be found on my site, by the way, on AccelerateAssociates.com/hardwiring. And when you see, the tool is based on psychometrics. What's psychometrics? Psychometrics are those things that you respond naturally to. So if you've ever gone into a department store and you've gone to the perfume counter and you smell something and it's the greatest thing, but then you pass it over to your friend and she smells it and says, oh my gosh, it's horrible. That's a psychometric. Colors are psychometrics. And words are a psychometric. There are certain words that will ping you positively and certain words that will ping you negatively. And a combination of those creates an algorithm or your index so that you identify, you know, what are those natural elements and mix of your unique wiring.
Hmm. So, all right, let me ask you this. When you meet somebody,
mm-hmm.
How can you tell what their hardwiring is?
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, how understanding your own first is very helpful, because then you'll need to spot it in others. There's four main elements in anybody's natural wiring: the amount of autonomy that you need, how you process thought, the amount of patience, and the amount of information that you need for effective decision making. And based on whether you have a lot or little, there'll be little cues that people give you that will indicate where they are on each of the four main elements. So, for example, let's say you're very high in the autonomy element. All right, if you're high in the autonomy element, you like to create and act on your own ideas. In fact, you inherently believe that your ideas are the best ideas. And for the individual that is wired this way, it's important for you to create and act on those ideas. And when you meet somebody who's really high in this element, oftentimes when they introduce themselves, they will say their first and their last name. And so that's a little cue. Now, sometimes people learned about, but there's other cues that people will have. So, for example, they'll say things like I, me, and my. They want to talk about very high-level things. In fact, they will even give you information very high-level, especially when they're higher on the spectrum.
For example, you and I, our listeners don't know this, but you and I both know that I am high in that autonomy
mm-hmm.
scale.
Yeah.
So one of the ways that I speak to my staff is I speak in bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
I give them high-level details, and I say, here's the end result I want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys get there however you can get there. Like,
exactly.
If you need my help, I'm happy to help, but I don't need to know the details.
Right, right. And in fact, if someone starts to give you too many details, you'll tune out or you'll glaze over. And that's a really good cue.
Oh, I so do. And I start looking around and going, well, what else could I be doing? Or, holy moly, this has taken up my time. Or, geez, I really don't need to know all this. Now, On the opposite end of that spectrum, my husband, Don, is the detail guy. He wants to explain all of the details. He wants to tell me all of the stuff that I am not at all interested in. It's shocking we're married.
Well, actually, that's actually pinging his it's pinging your lower on the information scale. So it's actually pinging you when people deliver too much information, not only high level, but too much information, because you don't need as much information for effective decision making. So that's another element. You know, that's the fourth element. So he, and that's really a really good example of that, because it also means the amount of information and the pace at which they're giving you that information. So there's three main things that they were pinging with you. Number one, you know, you were saying high level and saying, here, you know, do it, you know, this is the end result, and you wanted your staff to do that. Secondly, if somebody gives you too much information, that's also a cue you're going to tune out, and that is pinging another element that you have, which is lower on that information scale.
Okay.
And lower in patience, right? So you want your information high level, you want it quickly, and you want it in bullet points.
Yes. And so when people deliver it to me that way, I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. I totally get this. Now, if I want more information, I'll ask for more. So when someone is selling to me, can you give an example of, like, a salesperson who's selling to someone who has high autonomy and low patience?
Yeah. So remember, they like to – your prospect, if they are very high in autonomy and low on the patience scale, you're going to notice an intensity. Again, there's going to be conversation of I, me, my. There's going to be conversation from them on results orientation. So they're going to want to hear what are the results that they're going to achieve by working with you. So it's important for you to be in their world and understand and notice what is important to them. So they'll use terms like I, me, my. They'll use very high level. They're going to ask you and they're going to challenge you for what those end results are that they're going to get by working with you. Now, here's the thing. You know, sometimes people want to give a lot of that information. I'm glad you brought that up, because if you start giving too much information, and let's say you're wired with a lot of information, you naturally think that everybody wants more information. Simply not true. Not if you're talking to somebody like you. You want it quickly, in bullet points. Allow them to ask you the questions if they want more information. And then leave it to, like, maybe three different options that they have in working with you. Now, one really great way, once you've had that sales conversation, is now you leave it in their court and say, what do you see as our next steps? Now, in that way, they are putting their thumbprint on the next steps in your, you know, in your sales conversation. So if they say to you, okay, yeah, let's move forward, I'm ready to go, then you pull out the proposal, you sign on the dotted line, because they have made their decision. But a lot of times in sales training, people say, well, you know, you got to go through this and this and this process. No, you just simply got to notice how people want to receive their information. And when you deliver it the way the other person wants to receive it, you'll be that much more effective. And really, it's the highest form of honoring the other person, your prospect, by delivering it the way they want to receive it.
Right. And so when I'm talking to my husband, who likes a lot of information, okay, and so let me just give you guys an example. This is a man who reads all the instructions for tools that he buys, for the paint that goes on the walls. He actually reads the dry time for each kind of paint he buys. Mm-hmm. He is that level of detail. Me, I'm like, pop the can, slap it on the wall. That is how I'm hardwired. So there's nothing wrong with either one of these. It's just you have to notice who is your client or who is your partner or who are the people that are working for you. So, Lisa, talk about, because this is something that we have incorporated at Betty Brigade and it has made a huge difference. Let's talk about hardwiring and hiring people.
That's a really great question, a really great thing I love to talk about because, you know, when you use a tool like Acumax Index, what happens is you go from about a 40% match to over an 83% match because what you want to do is hire people based on how they're going to naturally execute that position. I have a client that ended up having 99% turnover in their department. And it was a reservationist sort of customer service type of department. And I said, well, what kind of people are you hiring? And they said, well, you know, people who like the face-to-face interaction, they have to juggle multiple things. And I said, well, how's that working? And they said, well, we've got 99% turnover. And I said, well, what is the index of the person that's in the position that's been there the longest? And they were shocked. They discovered that it was somebody who was more of an internal thinker, somebody who was much more patient and methodical, someone who liked to create sequence in her environment, somebody who liked a lot of information. And they were wondering, why is that she's so successful? Because that particular index liked to like their information over the phone and or email. And that's primarily how the main focus of that job. And why not hire somebody who loves to do that and can formulate long-term relationships and affiliations and actually love doing that by her nature? And so when they did this, when they put an ad in the newspaper using certain words that will ping positively a certain index, they interviewed individuals using a focused interview questions as well as having them take the Acumax Index, and they got a much better match to the point that they reduced their turnover from 99% to zero in less than 3 months.
So we are talking with Lisa Menini, who is a hardwiring expert, and we are going to take a really quick break. If you want to know more about Lisa, you can visit her website at accelerateassociates.com. We will be right back with Lisa and talking about hardwiring and how to hire the right people.
You are listening to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps clear the confusion and simplify your life. I'm your host, Sharon McCrill, owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. On Get Ready with Betty, we talk with experts in a wide variety of fields who can break down what seems complicated into simple, doable steps. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back, and we have been talking with Lisa Menini about hardwiring and how to hire the right people for the job. So one of the things that I discovered for Betty Brigade was that I really needed people that were detail-oriented, that were methodical, but that could still work quickly and interact well with clients. And so there's actually a profile now for what we hire. And Lisa helped us develop that, but I didn't realize that that was who I needed to hire to be with my clients.
Yeah, and it makes a real difference when also your employees, your staff, can then serve those clients much better when they spot how that client wants to receive their information. And it gives them an added tool to get the job done even faster, too, because what's happening is they're doing work that's in alignment with who they are. So it really isn't work. They're doing things that come naturally, and that's the key.
It is the key. And I actually remind my staff members, remember, this is this person's. So if there's any conflict or if they're trying to work with a new team member that maybe they haven't worked with a lot before, I will say, remember, this is the hardwiring of the person you're you're working with today. And so they can then work with that other team member, having that hardwiring information in their back pocket to remember, oh, yeah, they like a lot of information, or they move really quickly and get through things fast, and so I need to pick up my pace or whatever. And it's the same when you're working with clients, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, it's interesting. One gentleman was really frustrated because he had, you know, he would go out, he would get the new contracts, and then he would come back to his office and try to execute on those contracts. Now, understand, he did computer work, and that computer work was very detail-oriented, and he himself was not wired that way. So we looked at restructuring his entire business, and I said, look, you love to hunt and conquer and get those new contracts. And he had a big, big grin across his face. He goes, you're absolutely right. And I said, but you really need to hire more people to execute the contract, people that actually are wired completely opposite of you. And when you do this, you will find that you are much more energized, and your team will be energized because they will be doing work in alignment with who they are. And when he did this, immediately there were three contracts, $70,000 contracts that he ended up closing on. And again, much more, everybody was much more energized, and he was much more profitable in the end because he was able to structure his business model in alignment and execute that business model and execute his strategy much more efficiently when he was able to reorganize and do work in alignment with who he was and his team doing work in alignment with who they were.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about, let's identify some basic, like, because where do you start with this? Like, let's give our listeners just some really basic tools of how to identify this in the people in their lives right now.
Yeah, a really simple and easy way to do this is I like to look at one of the factors, which is the communication factor. And in the communication factor, you have people that are low on the scale. I like to call them my internal thinkers and people that are high on the scale, my external thinkers. Now, let's go high on the scale. Now, again, high or low does not mean good or bad. It just is. If you're higher on the scale, the communication scale, you like to what I refer to as live stream. So a thought comes in your head, you want to talk about it, or you need to talk about it to resolve it. You verbalize to crystallize, okay? You verbalize to crystallize your thoughts. And in fact, if you don't have an opportunity to do that, sometimes it's very difficult for you to stay energized because you naturally need that face-to-face people interaction to be able to share and bounce ideas off of. The opposite of that is the internal.
Hang on just a sec. These are the people who, like, they're having side conversations at a conference. They're the people that need to talk on the phone rather than send you an email.
Yeah, they're probably going to pick up the phone to talk to you rather than send an email, more than likely. And those, and again, they get energized by that face-to-face people interaction. Conversely, you have your internal thinkers, people who are lower on the communication scale, and they need to internalize to crystallize their thoughts. They need to internalize to crystallize their thoughts. So sometimes their best idea comes about an hour after a meeting, after they've had an opportunity to set aside some of the non-essential stuff and to really think through an idea. But here's what happens. When an external thinker talks to an internal thinker, sometimes they get what I refer to as the blank processing stare. In fact, the internal thinker doesn't say anything. So what happens is the external thinker starts to repeat themselves or talk louder. And because what they're looking for is a verbal response that they're not getting from the internal thinker. So a tip for the internal thinker, when somebody starts to repeat themselves or talk louder to you, it's because they innately need that verbal response from you. So what you want to say is, yep, I heard you. Let me think about that. They need that verbal response from you. And if you are an external thinker talking to that internal thinker, just remember, if you get that blank processing stare, you can always say, "Do you need a minute to Do you need a minute to noodle on that?" And that, you know, they'll probably nod their head and say yes. But here's where a lot of salespeople think that, you know, that having blank airspace is uncomfortable, when in fact, the person that you're talking to may need that time to be able to process what you've said. And there's more times than not that salespeople will try to, you know, talk through that airspace, that, you know, that silence, when in fact just being silent is more effective, especially if you're getting that blank processing stare. So I suggest to many people, if you get that blank processing stare, you know, just be silent for just a moment to allow that person to internalize, to crystallize what you've just said. Because you could end up talking yourself out of a sale if you don't.
That's very true. So I promised our listeners before we wrap up today that I would share what your hardwiring is. And Lisa, do you want to share that?
Yes, and a lot of people think I'm one thing, and I am an external thinker by my nature. It's closely followed by a little high on the information scale, but yes, I am an external thinker, and certainly have that low patience as well.
Yes, but the low patience doesn't come through because I've worked with you for years, and there was only one time when we were in Hawaii together where you it really came out.
But, right, and you saw it. And you
I
know,
did. I did see it. And you were like, you need to quit saying that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you're under stress, that's when your real hardwiring comes out. It gets amplified. And so you saw that. But every day I manage it because I know that other people just don't have a – many people don't have that sense of urgency that I do, and so I've got to manage it, right? And that's part of the nurturing and the self-development that I've been through to be able to manage it.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for sharing all of this with our guests. It has been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Oh, been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Sharon. You're always a delight to work with.
Oh, thanks. So I just want to remind our listeners that Lisa has a best-selling book on Amazon. It's called Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, and it will help you understand the hardwiring effects in your life. So if you want to know more, you can do that. You can also connect with Lisa directly at her website, which is accelerateassociates.com. That's E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com. It has been really great having Lisa on the show today, and thank you so much for joining us. And I just want to thank our listeners for joining us. It has been great. And this has been another episode of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify your life and can clear the confusion. I can't even say it. So we will be back on November 14th with Kathy Mitchell, who's going to be talking about downsizing with dignity. And I just want to let our listeners know that they can get a free ebook from Lisa, Get More Clients Now, 3 Steps to Getting More Clients, More Money, and Business You Love at accelerateassociates.com. So thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
And join us next time. But until then, keep it simple.